but that the Jewish people as an entity would be destroyed, that never seriously entered anyone's mind, Jewish or not Jewish. In fact, the church was so perplexed by the problem that the church had to develop a theory regarding the survival of the Jewish people, a religious theory. And that religious theory was called the witness people, in which the church in effect said that the Jews, having rejected Jesus, will have to exist in a secondary, low type of position throughout history until Jesus returns, and then the Jews will be witness to the fact that he has returned and that they were wrong in rejecting him, and that the Jewish acceptance of Jesus at the second coming will signal the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. That is the basis of a great deal of the fervor of many fundamental sects in their support for the state of Israel and in their support of the Jewish people. I mean, we like supporters no matter whatever their reasons are. We can use help no matter what motives are present. But the Mormons, for instance, are building a large college in Jerusalem. They are not building it because they expect to take tours there. Christian doctrine provides that somehow the Jewish people will be Christian. Pope Pius X, who is a saint in the Catholic Church, told Theodore Herzl at the turn of the century that the Church cannot support the idea of a national Jewish homeland in Palestine, but that he welcomes Jews to come there because, quote, there'll be plenty of bishops and priests and nuns to help convert, to help baptize you when you come, unquote. Now, that's a fair statement of Christian policy and Christian belief. So therefore, Christianity, to a certain extent, needed the Jewish people to survive. A very sophisticated, almost Talmudic type of reasoning. But those were the facts. And that is why the Jewish people were able to weather many of the storms. The type of anti-Semitism which exists now in the modern world, the anti-Semitism of Hitler, of Stalin, of Arafat, of Gaddafi, the anti-Semitism of LaRouche, that anti-Semitism is a different type of anti-Semitism than the original Christian anti-Semitism. It naturally built upon that base. But what we are dealing with now, beginning with the French Revolution, as I discussed with you last time, you're dealing with people who are secular, who to a great extent are anti-Christian, and who therefore have no limits, who do not need the Jewish people for anything, who have no moral compunctions, who feel, in fact, that Christian morality is weakness. The strongest advocate of that idea, and we'll discuss him in the future lectures, is Nietzsche, who said that the ultimate joke, the ultimate paradox, the ultimate insult that the Jewish people have inflicted upon the world is the Christian. Because the Christian is a product of the Jew. The Jew took the great Aryan non-Jewish Gentile race that was ferocious, that could kill without compunction, that was individualistic, and they wrapped them in so many Jewish ideas that they made out of them a 97-pound weakling. And that therefore the Christian anti-Semite, he said, is really the greatest victim of the Jew without realizing it. And that